One bus, two bus, three bus, four, can't seem to find those open doors. At this rate, how am I gonna get anywhere?
Renee Moffatt wasn't sure how his audience would receive a song about a bus.
I thought, well, you know, a lot of people ride this bus, and a lot of people have to ride and take public transportation in the city, so I kind of thought that people might be receptive.
One a day, I'm working late.
The song begins with Moffatt leaving his office to spend the evening with a woman he's never met on a blind date. When the 42 bus finally comes, he sits next to a woman who is chatting loudly on her cell phone.
The girl sitting next to me has got a graduate degree in psychology, but I swear to God she won't get off her phone.
It turns out she's his blind date. In the song, Moffatt expresses feelings many commuters share: relief when the bus shows up, frustration when it's late, annoyance at the behavior of some fellow riders.
Sometimes they're listening to music too loudly, other times they're talking on the phone extremely loudly. They might be having a conversation with a friend that you don't want to, you know, be a part of, or they might have too much stuff.
The Texas native has lived in Washington for 6 years. He says the nation's capital is really like a small town.
I like the idea of being able to walk places, being in public transportation. I've met so many more people, I think, than I would have if I'd lived in a more sort of rural setting.
Moffatt's song and other local music can now be heard in many places along Route 42 and elsewhere around the city, including Fajol Brothers, a downtown food truck. As she serves her customers, Marianne McLaughlin says she likes hearing music.
It brings another element to the truck and to the experience of what we're doing.
Fajol Brothers is one of 25 Washington businesses that subscribe to Listen Local First, an initiative founded 6 months ago by Moffatt and his friend Chris Nome.
When you support a local artist, and the local artist gets to tell their friends and their families and their fans to say, hey, go to this business, because this business is playing my music.
And when do I start walking?
Moffatt says he's receiving positive feedback on Route 42. That makes him hopeful he'll achieve his dream, quitting his part-time job as a web designer and becoming a full-time singer and songwriter.
The one that brings me back to you.
For Faiza El Masri, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.